today.
You know, I think we came up with great concepts and ideals, planning of what will a guest endure to come here and how can we make sure that it's worth the trip.
As the state begins to slowly reopen, we take an extended look at one of Oregon's premier playgrounds and how, in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, the guest experience at any resort has changed forever. It is Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Ian Costello, and you are listening to the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a COIN 6 digital exclusive.
Perched along Oregon's southern coast sits one of the world's foremost golfing destinations. Traditionally packed with players year-round, Bandon Dunes Resort is now coming out of their first closure in history to a very different landscape. I talked to Director of Resort Operations Jeff Simons about closing down, opening up, and the advice he has for other tourist destinations as they try and navigate this new normal. Jeff, if we can, let's start in early March. The resort is busy. People are golfing and staying on the property, eating in the restaurants, riding in the transportation shuttles. It's a normal late winter at Bandon, and then things changed. How did the resort go about making the decision to close?
The decision for the temporary closure was difficult to make, you know, but it's centered around kind of the health and safety of our guests, our staff, our caddies, and then also the local community. You know, we felt it was an important step to take and the right step to take kind of as we took a step back and, you know, surveyed what was going on and around the country. You know, the decision-making process is one that was kind of different from what we've ever done before. Being a facility that was open for 21 years straight, you know, we didn't know where some of the locks on doors were because we've never had to use them. So it was just a totally different thought process, but one that we felt it was important to getting it right going forward.
Your courses and your rooms are booked well in advance. What did the process look like in terms of letting your guests know?
When we made that decision, it was kind of a two-prong approach. We had a reservations team that was still fielding phone calls for guests either to book reservations in 2021 or those that maybe looking to find out what their options were. But then we also utilized other resort departments. Started making the phone calls for those guests that were coming at, you know, a week to 2 weeks out. We wanted to make sure we got them on the phone and had a conversation with them and let them know what was going on. You know, we're going to place your reservation into a cancel or on hold, and then we'll figure out, do they want to rebook for a different time? Do they want to push it back a year? And kind of give them time to think of the different options. So really, you know, from a reservation team where we normally have 20 people, you know, we probably put about 50 people into the mix. We wanted to make sure we had as good of communication as we could possibly provide during that time.
From what you have heard, Jeff, how has guest reaction been to temporarily closing and the cancellation or postponement of something these people have very much been looking forward to?
You know, the feedback from our guests was very appreciative of the efforts we went through. You know, we had those that were disappointed because they were willing to still come out or they still wanted their trip. Again, something that was maybe planned 18 months in advance, they were within that, you know, 3 week period. And that's when you really start getting excited for a Bandon Dunes trip. So they were very understanding, they're appreciative, but didn't mean they liked the decision. Mm-hmm. We looked for different times to reschedule their visits, and that has been a challenge. We were, you know, anticipating our biggest, best year. As we looked at moving late March and April and the first week of May reservations to another time, it was challenging because the space isn't there. So luckily, we've got a mix of people that either pushed it back, some pushed it back a year in advance, you know, so we were able to find a spot for them.
So that's the public-facing part. Let's kind of switch over to the employees. You said that you put some of the people to work doing other things like contacting guests. What if there's no guests at the resort? What happens to the rest of your staff?
So we kept about 20 to 25% of our staff working. There's still golf courses to maintain. We were doing that. There's reservations that we were booking and then also answering questions. We utilized key people that kind of knew the different areas and could move around and really help out. We had some staff members that kind of crossed normal department lines and helped out. And it really was a team commitment to make sure that we kind of kept things going. And then the remainder of the staff was put on furlough. Our human resources team worked with them to make sure paperwork and everything they needed to know, information, communication was updated with the staff on a weekly basis.
Jeff, can you walk me through the process of, once you're closed, getting the resort back open? I presume that the meeting started almost immediately from the time you closed to start talking about getting back open. What did that process look like? What were the first steps and how long did it take you to ramp up?
You know, we always knew that we were going to work to get open as soon as possible. You know, our goal was May 1. We weren't quite ready to open up by May 1, so we went with May 11. And based on the information we had, we're working with our Coos County commissioners, we're working with state officials, and, you know, really kind of keeping up to date with what was going on in the area and what was important to our communities to make sure that when we did open up, that we were doing so in a safe manner. We started working on that, and how does that affect each department? How does that affect the resort in general? And then we had staff members from every department be a part of that process so that every department had a voice in, you know, how we were going to operate and do things so that everyone was comfortable with the safety measures we were placed. And then from there, it went on to education, and we had to let our staff members and caddies be aware of what was going on.
Jeff, can you walk me through how the guest experience has changed since reopening? What kind of differences are your guests going to see?
Well, the guest experience is still very much the same. We've got great golf, we've got great rooms, we've got great food. So what we had to do was find a way to administer that was slightly different from what we did on an everyday basis. Staff wear face masks, caddies wear face masks. So, you know, our smile greeting was covered with a face mask, you know, so we had to extend a wave to help let that guest know that, you know, we were greeting them. We had about 4 days of just grab and go food options, but real quickly, by the time we got to the weekend, we were able to have some guests in our restaurants at unlimited capacity. So we adjusted our reservation system, adjusted our dining rooms to be as socially distant as possible. And it's nice because our lodging is, you know, majority of our rooms open up directly to the outdoor air. We don't have shared hallways. The resort in general is already kind of set up in a socially distant manner. You know, in our shuttles, we still wanted to be able to provide transportation for those guests that felt comfortable enough to take it. But we put in plexiglass barriers between the driver and the guest. We reduced the amount of people we would put in a shuttle. So we went from 12 people to just your foursome that we would take. So there were some additional requirements that it put on us of changing what we were doing. But again, we wanted to make sure that it was centered around the guest experience and the staff experience. And so far, we've been successful in making that happen.
Has it been challenging?
It's certainly been different. Again, it's looking at an operation that we've kind of been watching and paying attention to for 21 years and then having to add an additional layer to it. We've always tried to think about the guest experience, and now it's kind of that health and invisible thing out there that you can't always see, you know. So it's just making sure that we have the hand sanitizer out in different areas, being cognizant of time, and let's call it every hour you're wiping down a shuttle in the interior, or you're wiping down counters, all things that were very clean and very sterile to begin with. But now you've increased that frequency, and it's just making sure that staff is aware of it and the guests are aware of it and kind of providing that level of comfort for people.
Obviously, one of the big things that's come along with the coronavirus and the changes to the tourism industry is that both national and international travel have been really impacted. What are you seeing in terms of the guests who are showing up on your property now that you're open?
That's a great question. The international travelers, they have to take into account the self-quarantine, or even if they can get out of their country. For the last month, we've seen a lot of drive-in traffic from the Pacific Northwest, whether it's from Seattle to San Francisco. We've had some LA guests drive up and actually kind of really enjoy the car ride and that experience, because it's something a lot of people haven't done in a long time. At the same time, we have seen people come from, you know, the East Coast. And they spoke about how it was maybe a little bit more challenging, one extra leg on a flight, or a little bit longer because flights have been impacted. But they still tell us that it is worth coming out here for the trip. And people have been very thankful that we're here and that we're open and that we've provided them their kind of getaway from whatever it was, whether it's trapped at home, whether it's increased workload with all the COVID-19 stuff and how it's impacted their business. and kind of getting back to just relaxing, playing golf, and having a good time.
How has the golf experience itself changed? As a golfer on your property, what am I going to notice that's different once I'm playing golf?
The practice center experience isn't that much different. You know, we space things out a little bit more than what we had before. So you can still go through your practice session that you would like to have. Out on the golf course, though, similar to other properties, you know, we're leaving flag sticks in the cup. We've got the little foam stopper, so your ball will drop into the cup, but it won't go all the way down to the bottom of the hole to make it easier for you to pick up. We've taken away the rakes in our bunkers as well. Again, trying to reduce the amount of touch points from a community aspect. And then the caddy experience has changed a little bit.
You mentioned earlier, Jeff, that guests will see employees, including caddies, wearing masks. The Bandon Dunes golf experience often includes a caddy, and for the resort guest, that is a pretty close relationship with the potential for a lot of contact. How is the caddy experience changing?
So our caddies are licensees and independent contractors of the resort. So when there's no play, there's no work for them. Caddying has been a major part of our golf experience. We knew right away that our guests wanted to maintain that part of the experience. And so we've worked with our caddies and we work with guests to make sure that the expectations are set forth on the first tee. So, you know, the caddy is happy to carry the bag and we'll ask the player, do you want them to hand you a club or do you want them to put the bag down, step 6 feet away, provide the information, and then you pull the club and put it back in. And different players want different things, and that's fine. You know, it certainly works. And the caddies are out there reading putts and they're able to give advice and they're able to work with their guests on that golf course in a socially distant manner. And again, it's just all about the comfort level between the guest and the caddy.
Bandon Dunes has a huge event on tap that's going to bring in golfers from across the country. How has planning for the U.S. Amateur coming up this August changed over the last couple months?
You know, the previous 18 months, we've worked and put a lot of things on paper together, and we've had to basically throw that in the recycle bin and kind of restart based on the guidelines and what is allowable in the state. We've got roughly, you know, 8 weeks to rework the championship and see what it turns out to be. The most exciting thing for us, though, is that it's going to continue. It's going to go on. And on the 16th of August, we're going to have one of the best amateur golfers in the world holding up the Havemeyer Trophy at Bandon Dunes. So we're very excited.
Jeff Simons from Bandon Dunes, I really appreciated our conversation today. As your resort is getting back open and operational, what advice would you have for other destination resorts as they try and navigate some of these same challenges?
I guess the best advice I would give is Bandon Dunes, we have a very strong leadership team. You know, we've got a dozen or so people on our leadership team, and we met regularly. And we talked about the impact of COVID-19, and we talked about how it impacted our department. And we worked with other groups, whether it was the Oregon PGA, the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association, trying to network with as many different people as possible to get as much information as possible, and then spending some time to think about how that impacts us specifically, and also understanding what the guest has to get through to experience Bandon Dunes. And we've looked at flights, we've looked at lodging, we've looked at travel and tried to figure out what are the different touch points, what are some of the concerns that guests will have. And by doing that, you know, I think we came up with great concepts and ideal planning of what will a guest endure to come here and how can we make sure that it's worth the trip. That was kind of our focus and to get reopened to make sure that guests got here and had a great time and really didn't feel like they were getting a lesser version of a Bandon Dunes golf experience, that they got Bandon Dunes Golf Resort, they got great links golf, they had great lodging, they had great food, staff was still friendly, and that by the time they leave, they were ready to book another trip.
Jeff Simons, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, man.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you for listening to the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. Take care of each other, stay safe, and we will talk to you soon.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.